Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about several productivity strategies I learned from my friend Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen is the co-host, with her sister Elizabeth Kraft, of the podcast Happier. She's also the author of several books, including The Happiness Project and Better Than Before. Today's tip that she wanted to share with Before Breakfast listeners comes from her most recent book, Outer Order, Inner Calm. The tip? Abandon a project. Gretchen explains, one source of clutter in our homes and offices and a significant drain on our energy is the uncomfortable presence of unfinished projects. Whenever I see evidence of an unfinished project, I get a jolt of annoyance or guilt. I should organize those shelves, or I need to finish alphabetizing those books. She says that unfinished projects are irritating in themselves, and they also contribute to clutter, because we often leave them out in the open as a reminder to finish them. So, according to Gretchen, the quickest, easiest way to complete a project? Abandon it. Decide you're never going to knit that sweater and get that stuff off your shelf and off your conscience. I'm sure we all have projects like these. I've got a cross-stitched Christmas stocking in my office right now that I began decades ago. I keep it on a table because, well, I know as soon as I put anything in a drawer, it may as well be dead to me. I actually had a bag of my favorite candy sitting in my top desk drawer for months, untouched. I wish this was a sign of my willpower. But alas, it's more a sign that for me, out of sight means out of mind. Clutter doesn't bother me that much, but I know that for some people, having a decade-long project sitting somewhere you could see frequently would be an invitation to madness. So if this is you, consider taking Gretchen's advice. What would happen if you decided to just quit the project? You could decide that you will never get around to making your own ice cream, and you could donate, sell, or toss that ice cream maker that's been taking up real estate in your small kitchen for years. What if you decided that you were never, in fact, going to learn calligraphy? So you could give that kit to a neighbor's kid who enjoys that sort of thing. The first thing you'd probably notice is that the world would not end. No one cares if you make your own ice cream, and it's quite possible to live a rewarding life never having done so. You might also feel more light when you consciously decide to abandon a project. You might feel like you can direct that energy to other things. Of course, if the thought of abandoning a project feels more upsetting than anything else, then maybe it's time to get real. Give yourself a deadline and a time frame. Look at your calendar for this weekend. Figure out a time when you will buy the necessary ingredients, read the instructions, and use that ice cream maker. Hold yourself accountable by inviting a friend over to try it with you. If you try it and it's great, awesome. If the project still doesn't happen despite your schedule and your accountability mechanism, you know it wasn't meant to be. Or even if the project does happen and it wasn't all that great, then you can feel free to continue with the purge. What nagging projects are crowding up your life? What can you decide to abandon so you can free up that mental space? In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.